Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 5th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 4 cents, closing at 409 and a quarter. December wheat up 3 1/4 cents, closing at 609 and a quarter. Excuse me. And Jan beans up 17 and a half cents, closing at 1103 and three quarters. Made a new contract high and high close in the Jan beans. The Jan meal did not make a new high, contract high, but it made a new high close. Kind of a double top in there as far as the meal goes. And the oil made a new contract high close, but not a new contract high as well. So the corn closed about 8 cents off its highs. The wheat closed 17 off its highs. The beans closed 9 off the highs. Wasn't quite as strong a day as I think people had hoped for. The dollar was down 84 ticks, down to 92.57. If we close it under 92, then I think we've got lower prices coming. Stock market up 540 points. You know, the market seemingly is telling us that no matter who wins with a split Congress, things aren't going to change that much, whether it's President Trump or whether it's Biden. It looks like Biden's going to win, but I don't think that's a sure thing quite yet. So there'll be plenty of legal challenges, and we'll see where we go. But the fact of the matter is, this was, you know, they were decent closes. But I don't like the way it was kind of a spike down on the charts. The wheat really didn't get anywhere near the contract highs of around 38. They got to 26. So it was kind of a mixed bag out here. If we could have closed strong, I would have been a lot more impressed. Obviously, the trade is looking at South American weather getting a little hotter and drier, and they're looking at China coming back into these markets in a big way. The fact that Brazil's been buying beans, I think, is all positive here. And obviously, the report next week should show carryout shaved in the corn and maybe a very friendly number in the beans. So right now, I don't see anything bearish except for COVID. COVID is still here. It's still decimating a lot of areas, and I think demand is really very, very questionable out here. But in the meantime, the markets are focusing on other things. If you look at the polling data, COVID wasn't even, you know, in the top two of things people were concerned about. They were concerned about the economy, number one, and I can't remember what was number two, but I think COVID came in number three. I think that's a little bit surprising out here, but it may be indicative that the markets just don't care about it right now, that they think there's going to be a vaccine soon enough, and that'll be the end of it. How much damage is going to be done between now and the time they get a vaccine? Another question. But at any rate, you know, the beans certainly had a fairly decent close, though it was only a penny and 2.5 cents off its daytime lows. When you're up 17 cents, it's not bad. Meal, it's up $3, oil up 94 ticks, all positive. So with the dollar down, the stock market strong, and everything else that's going on, it looks like we can move higher. But again, I'm a little skeptical after today's action. We need to close corn, wheat, and beans higher tomorrow to convince me that we've got another leg coming higher. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.